What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And just before the station break, we were talking about this apparent offer from the United States to Assad that if Iran will withdraw from Syria, so will the United States. So we'll see what comes out of that. However, another article that we have here, this one from Investment Watch blog, despite U.S. and Israeli objections, Russia and Iran remain committed to fighting terrorism in the Levant. So we'll see what happens there. All right, back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, I wanted to point out, I think it was Thursday or Friday, there was articles covered in several outlets that said, I think you ran it on what really happened, about how Benjamin Netanyahu went to Russia, met with Putin within the last 10 days or so, and made the pledge that the U.S. Can get, Israel can get the United States to lift its sanctions.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
If Russia, you know, basically does what it wants in Syria. And ask everybody, I mean, if Israel is, and the Israeli lobby is the driving force, which of course it is, on the Iranian sanctions. Now, we know that Iran, it costs just Boeing, Lockheed Boeing alone, about $300 million in contracts for 747s, those sanctions, just that. And how many millions and billions of dollars are sanctioning Russia costing? And the Israelis, with impunity, can say to Putin, well, we can get all this stuff taken away. Just do what we say.
Well, Netanyahu had a specific request, and that was for Russia to convince Iran to leave Syria.
Right, right. But they're saying also that they can get the United States to remove the sanctions, which I believe them. I believe they can do that. But it just goes to show you, it's costing billions and billions of dollars. And there they are, over there, pledging to Russia what they can make us do. And by the way, before Trump even went to meet with Putin today or yesterday or whatever it was, he had to go over and meet with Netanyahu to get his marching orders.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what happened. So you know, Israel is bombing further and further away from its border, Syria, the quote Iranian things. This is all for Israel. The whole thing is for Israel.
Israel is certainly a major player and a major beneficiary, but there are a lot of other forces at work. I mean, oil companies, the central banks.
We're not getting any oil like out of Iraq. You know, we never got any oil out of Iraq. And that's what the Israeli lobby always says. Oh, they come back and say it wasn't for Israel; it was for oil. But we're paying. We didn't make any of those deals. The Chinese did with Iraq, you know?
Yeah, but the deals are made for the U.S. dollar. The goal of going into Iraq wasn't to grab the oil, but to make sure it continued to be traded only in the U.S. dollar. I mean, basically, Iraq was invaded almost exactly a year after they announced that they were going to start selling their oil for the euro with the blessing of the United Nations. And Tony Blair flew over to Texas and had a private meeting with George Bush, and that's where they decided they were going to go into Iraq and make sure that Saddam Hussein was brought down and that Iraq's oil was for sale only for the U.S. dollar. Same rationale behind Libya.
Well, I grant you, you're right about that, Mike, but where we differ is that apparently you draw a line and say that the same people who are running Israel are basically running the United States, I'm talking about the lobby, are also the banks. They're the same guys. I know you don't quite agree with that, but there's tremendous overlap. The banks are the Israeli lobby. I mean, they're the same.
Well, they're certainly tied in. There's no question about that. But, you know, you've got all the defense contractors want these wars to keep on going. Wars and assassinations don't happen for just one reason. There are always multiple players, multiple overlapping interests. And we certainly saw that with the John F. Kennedy assassination, for example.
Mike, just to make one point. Israel claiming that they can get the sanctions removed on Iran, on the U.S. sanctions on Iran removed, and that point I made about Lockheed Boeing, you know, they were costing, well, those sanctions cost Lockheed Boeing $500 million.
Yes.
And yet Israel got it through. You know?
Yeah, well, I mean, there's one thing I'll definitely agree with you on, and that is the sheer arrogance that Netanyahu displayed going up to Putin and saying that he could get the U.S. government to lift the anti-Russian sanctions. Personally, I think the sanctions are ridiculous, whether it's against Iran or Russia. In fact, the U.S. is literally isolating itself economically and politically behind all these sanctions, and I think it's a bad policy.
It's awful. It's costing American businessmen. We're already in a nation recession, and you know, the billions of dollars that we're losing in those sanctions, Mike, might be enough to not have a slip into recession. You know, maybe, but it's ridiculous. It's killing us. What business we can do, is circumscribed by some little piss-hand country in the Middle East. They can tell us who we can sell to and who we can't.
Yeah, it's a problem. There's no question about that.
I was going to ask one thing. Which I was under the impression that the CIA and the FBI as hardwired into their charter of origination was that the CIA could not operate in the United States and the FBI could not operate overseas. And this
That's how it was originally set up, where there was an internal domestic intelligence service, and then there was the external intelligence service. But they cross into each other's jurisdictions all the time.
Yeah, but this Strzok thing is a formal overlap. I mean, it's saying, you know, Strzok can go into the United States, and he can go overseas with the CIA thing, or he can do kind of whatever he wants, apparently.
Congress set this up back in 1996, where they created a joint position between FBI and CIA of chief of counterespionage, and Peter Strzok got to be it. And, you know, his job, he's a spy catcher, or at least that's what his job is supposed to be.
Well, but then again, you know, he didn't even look at the, of course, they didn't place Hillary under oath, and he never looked at the servers and all that stuff. But apparently when they said that people, most of the emails were going to foreign, you know, sites, he didn't care about that either. He came right out in the testimony. I mean, what is this guy doing?
Imran Awan and all the very questionable activity. I mean, if Peter Strzok is our chief of counterespionage, we got spies crawling all over this country right now, because he certainly let the Awan brothers through. They've been given a get out of jail free ticket. He certainly didn't do his due diligence with regard to Hillary Clinton's email server. Again, I think his job was to protect this scandal that could actually bring the entire government down.
And Mike, remember, the whole Flynn thing, his only real success, which really had really kind of nothing to do with Trump, really, the Flynn thing was all about his trying to meet with Russia on behalf of Israel to get, you know,
yes,
to make sure that they voted, you know. So the press overlooks that collusion and the collusion that that you know goes on all the time, and they go right on Russia. But who are the press again? Who are the press? Who are the banks? You know.
Well, you got to look at the people at the top. I mean, it's not like everybody working at a newspaper is out there part of this conspiracy. They're just doing what they're told to do in the sure and certain knowledge that if they don't, they will lose their jobs, and they want to keep their jobs. So when the bosses up in the executive office say bash Russia, they're going to say, all right, we'll bash Russia. That's what we're going to do. Certainly shows a lack of integrity and ethics, but in a tough job market, people make moral compromises.
Mike, did you see the article about the New York Times? Amanda Weiss ran it about how they it was a really nice dissection of the way they completely modify and brainwash us on stories about the Palestinians.
Yes, I did read that.
That was a great piece.
Oh, no, it's a perfect description of what the New York Times does. You know, always portray Israel as the victim, always portray Palestine as the aggressor, leave out any mention of anything Israel might have done to have provoked the situation. It's classic yellow journalism.
Yeah, thank God for you know, a small portion, which you're one, of the free media that's still free. And it's small, Mike. These guys, these billionaires are buying these guys out like they bought out Alex Jones. You know?
Yeah, I know. And if they can't buy us out, they're looking at ways to shut us down. The Democrats want the independent media and an open internet gone by 2020. They want the internet to be just another corporate media content delivery platform that's under their control.
That's clearly what's happening, and everybody out there, this is like you say, a beacon of light. We should. I mean, I send money whenever I can, Mike, and I think we all should.
We do appreciate it.
Without this, we're screwed.
Yeah, you know, these are dark times. There's no question about that. No question about that. Anyway, Peter, I'm going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network and getting on back to the war zones. It turns out that over in northern Syria, the U.S. has been providing weapons and military equipment to allied Kurds fighting in northern Syria. You get to pay for it all. And just as Washington has ramped up its support for Kurdish units in Syria, the fighters are selling their U.S.-made weapons on the black market to make up for their expenses. This is being reported in the Arabic language daily Sabah, citing local sources from northern Syria. Now, in keeping with an agreement between the U.S. and Turkey, the Kurdish forces are supposed to withdraw from Manbij and other areas west of the Euphrates rivers and surrender their weapons to the United Nations before the end of the year. So instead of just surrendering the weapons, they're selling them to other militant groups that operate in the same region. Don't really keep good control of that stuff. All right. Israel started bombing Gaza on Friday night and continued through much of the weekend. Two children have been killed in Gaza City. And according to Al Mizan, the boys were both 14 years old, and they were killed by an Israeli missile that hit the Al-Katiba area of Gaza City. Apparently, Israeli warplanes fired five missiles at Al-Katiba building, which actually is a large, unoccupied and unfinished concrete structure in the heart of Gaza City. They were just going to knock it on down. Another story, this one coming out of Middle East Monitor. The Israeli army is holding wide-scale drills for an invasion of Gaza City. And they're basically training for a ground operation. And it looks to me like Israel's getting ready to move on Palestine. They're talking about outright annexation of the West Bank. There have been all these provocations, settlers provoking the local Palestinians, settlers going into Al-Aqsa Mosque, into all kinds of mosques. So Israel's getting ready to do something, and it's not going to be very, very pleasant. And the gunfire down on the Gaza border is continuing. Protesters are still being shot. Now, Adam Gary, who's a geopolitical expert, is out there saying that the American veto power at the UN Security Council has given Israel a feeling of impunity for their daily violations of international laws. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. If you don't punish bad behavior, the bad behavior will increase. And between the UN veto by the Americans and their nuclear weapons, Israel has to be feeling like they're pretty much on top of the world. So Nikki Haley, who's supposed to be our ambassador to the United Nations, has been acting more like the ambassador of Israel. And she likened the UN Security Council to a shopping center where Zionist propaganda is for sale. Actually, Mr. Kerry said that. And the U.S. envoy to a shopkeeper lying to her customers while trying to insult the intelligence of the whole world. Now, the world is judging our nation by how she behaves at the U.N. So this is not happening in a vacuum. Now, when Peter was on the phone, I was talking about this article that came out of Mondo Weiss. And it basically is analyzing the New York Times propaganda tricks to distort Israel's latest attacks on Gaza and just trying to reduce Israel's guilt. They distorted the timeline to try and blame the Palestinians. And they talk about the Israeli airstrikes that killed two Gazans and the mortar fire from Gaza that wounded four Israelis. But they didn't mention 5 days ago Israel had further choked off cargo shipments into Palestine, into Gaza, which obviously is going to increase tensions in the area. Those people are hungry. They're being starved to death. Spend more time on the Israeli victims than on the Palestinian ones. In fact, the article from the New York Times only named one Palestinian by name, even though the New York Times has two reporters in Gaza City. So it is. It's all propaganda here. Speaking of propaganda, apparently over in Virginia, Israel advocacy organizations are demanding that history books be rewritten to basically whitewash its military occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, policies of land theft, apartheid, and expulsion of Palestinians. And these changes have been proposed to the Virginia Department of Education by the California-based Institute for Curriculum Services, which is a strategic initiative of the Jewish Community Relations Council. In other words, Israel is trying to get all of our textbooks rewritten so that our kids grow up thinking Israel is wonderful and the Palestinians are bad and Israel is the victim. And those gosh darn Palestinians, well, they just got what's coming to them here. Now, a lot of people are still talking about the coming nation state bill, and it's provoked quite a bit of controversy. There are a lot of protests against it, even by Jewish people in the United States and even in Israel itself, because it actually codifies apartheid. It will allow the establishment of Jewish only communities inside Israel, which is what apartheid is. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. And yes, if you can help out Republic Broadcasting, we do need your help. And there's no such thing as too small a donation. The postal address to send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number to call in with a credit or debit card donation or to pledge to be a recurring subscriber is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, extension 3 at all other times. So we're talking about this situation in Israel where they're moving forward with this nation state bill, which if it passes, and it probably will allow Israel to designate areas of itself as Jewish-only areas, which is apartheid. There's no other word for it. And that's one of the reasons so many people are enraged by the bill and opposing it, because it's going to make Israel's status as an apartheid state basically official and undeniable. And that's why a lot of Jews in the United States and even in Israel are opposed to it, because they're aware that world opinion will turn against them the way it did South Africa if this gets passed. But again, as long as the United States is going to veto any Security Council resolutions, Israel can pretty much do whatever it wants. And along with that bill, Israeli lawmakers are looking at a bill that would limit Palestinians from petitioning the high court. And specifically petitions filed by Palestinians in the West Bank. And the bill would see administrative petitions transferred to the Jerusalem District Court instead. And what they're basically trying to do is get those pesky Palestinians to stop filing lawsuits over those illegal settlements that are being built on their land. Okay, now, as you know, Jared Kushner and Donald Trump were pushing this deal of the century, is what they were calling it. It's the deal of the century for Palestine and Israel, and it's basically collapsed. It's gone over like a lead balloon. So Trump's promised Middle East peace plan has stalled. And so administration officials are focusing on improving conditions in the Gaza Strip, which they think might get the Palestinian leaders to come back to the negotiating table. Well, that's not going to happen because of a flaw in the deal that we pointed out before. The deal is based on the idea that Saudi Arabia and Egypt would deliver the Palestinians on the cheap in return for a more formal Saudi-Egyptian-Israeli-U.S. alliance against Iran. Now, the Palestinians were expected to be satisfied with economic development aid while their aspirations for their own state were basically thrown in the trash bin. And that's why the deal was a non-starter. Over in the Jordan Valley, apparently settlers are preventing shepherds from grazing their livestock. And basically the settlers chased the shepherds and chased the livestock so that they couldn't settle down and graze. Now the settlers were grazing their sheep in the same area, but they chased the Palestinians out. Now, between 500,000 and 600,000 Israelis currently live in Jewish-only settlements across occupied Palestinian territories in violation of international law. In particular, Article 49 of the Fourth Geneva Convention, which establishes that the occupying power shall not deport or transfer parts of its own civilian population into the territory it occupies. So, along with being an apartheid state, Israel is a rogue state. They're not complying with international law because they don't have to. They've got Nikki Haley up there at the UN Security Council. Veto. Because that's her job here. Now, there is a lot of tension inside Israel itself. And there's this group of Israeli Jewish feminists called the Women of the Wall. Who held their monthly prayer service at the Western Wall in Jerusalem on Friday, only to be assaulted by a group of religious Jewish zealots who threw stones at them, beat them, and even burned their prayer books. Now, that's because, to the Orthodox Jew, women are not allowed in the places of worship. Women's place is in the home. She's in charge of the home. She's the boss of the home, no question about it. But a lot of Jewish women living in Israel, they think it's their time to basically get permission to visit the Wailing Wall and visit the holy sites. And in this case, I agree with them. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to the international news, I'm looking at the headlines on my little newsfeed app, and I'm watching what's going on the corporate media. They're just launching a war against Donald Trump. Over at Reason.com, they're running a story that Trump's Putin summit is another reminder that Trump prefers dictators to democratic leaders. And they're just uncorking like crazy. Apparently, this woman who tried to set up a business meeting between one of the Trump companies and some people in Russia. And remember, back then, we were all still friends. Apparently, she's now being charged or accused of being part of the meddling system. They're not letting go of that. It's clear the corporate media does not want Trump to come out of this summit looking good. They don't want Trump to have anything positive to take into 2020. That's what's going on here. Okay, now, article that's coming out of Middle East Monitor, what to do in the face of the Israeli escalation in Gaza, because Israel is escalating things. And Israel is justifying it because of these kites and helium balloons that have been used to start fires on the other side of the fence. We're talking a few acres of agricultural land. And it's falling on deaf ears because people are looking at the magnitude of the missile and bomb attacks on residential areas in Gaza. The Hasbara is pretty much over. People aren't buying it anymore. They're not buying that any of Israel's actions are justified, and they aren't. Israel is abusing those people. They've turned Gaza into a giant open-air prison. They're starving those people. They're starving them even more. They're shooting them simply for protesting. And now they're going to pass a law, basically legally declaring Israel to be an apartheid state. Okay, now getting on to Iran. Apparently, British companies trading with Iran are facing U.S. sanctions within weeks. Trump has apparently rejected pleas for exemptions. Remember, they were talking last week, I think it was Michael Pompeo, was saying that some countries, some companies might get waivers to the Iran sanctions. And apparently Trump has said, nope, not going to happen. Sanctions here, sanctions there, sanctions everywhere. And what Trump is really doing, he's teaching the rest of the world that they can get along just fine without the United States. And now's a good time for them to be learning that lesson because of our obvious in-decline empire. Now, a lot of people are starting to talk about Iran's plans if the nuclear deal does collapse, if Trump succeeds in getting the rest of, certainly the European countries to pull out of it. I'm sure that China and Russia will stay on board. But Iran has already indicated if anybody else pulls out, the deal is over. They're going to go back to enrichment. They're going to make their own reactor fuel. And they're threatening now to close the Strait of Hormuz in response to all these sanctions. Now, technically, Hormuz is considered an international strait because it's the only gateway between the Persian Gulf and the open sea. And through it travels a huge portion of the oil the world needs. And the U.S. has already said they're going to send warships there to make sure that the Strait of Hormuz remains open. And this might lead to an actual battle between Iran and the United States. And there would be the open door for the war with Iran that everybody's been lusting for. They're putting Iran into a corner. They're literally forcing them to do something that will be the open door invitation, the red carpet, if you will, the bloody red carpet to war here. Now, as you know, here in Hawaii, we're having the Rim of the Pacific Games, RIMPAC. In fact, you probably have been hearing some of the warplanes and helicopters that are flying right outside here over Pearl Harbor. But as you remember, China was disinvited from taking part in RIMPAC. Normally, they have been part of this going back, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. They were disinvited over the growing tensions in the South China Sea, but apparently they have deployed a surveillance vessel. A Dongdaiyo class auxiliary general intelligence spy vessel, and it's been spotted basically more or less following the RIMPAC ships around, just seeing what they're doing, what the airplanes are doing. So far, it has stayed in international waters. It has not violated the territorial waters of the United States of America. But, of course, the U.S. is already getting very huffy. How dare you spy on us? It's okay for us to spy on you. You're China, but you can't spy on us. We're exceptional. We're America here. Over in North Korea, U.S. and North Korean officials met yesterday to basically work out the logistics of returning the remains of American soldiers killed almost 70 years ago during the start of the Korean War, with the talks offering a chance to ease tensions between the two sides as they then move on to argue over disarmament issues. Now, this is obviously a good thing. It's going to bring closure to those families who are going to finally find out what happened to their loved ones. in all the shooting. And it is a chance to accomplish something that I'm pretty sure both sides want to see accomplished. I don't think North Korea wants to hang on to these remains any longer. It's just a matter of, you know, digging them up, putting them in a box, and sending them to the United States. So it's a good starting point. But again, where the deal is likely to fall apart is that North Korea is expecting a step-by-step phase situation. They give up this weapon system, the U.S. eases some sanctions. North Korea gives up the next component of their weapon system, the U.S. eases more sanctions. But Mike Pompeo is out there basically saying that North Korea has to do everything the United States wants first, and only then will the sanctions come on off. All righty, we're going to take a phone call here. Debbie in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I am a landlord for 14 years. This wonderful person has paid her rent, stays out of trouble, a good tenant. And suddenly we get all these letters that they're going to go into the house and search for zoning. I called the zoning department this morning, and they told me, I said, I'm the landlord. I can't make the tenant let you in the house. There's no drugs or nothing. She's a lovely person. Okay. I said, I'm the landlord. You can go in there by yourself. No, I'm not. And my question to you is, do they need a search warrant to go into somebody's house? I mean, the lady said, well, if she doesn't let us in, we'll get the police and the police dogs here. I mean, what is going on in this? We're paying for this. We all got bills, one of us got bills, so they can go and check the houses. And this is going to be every year. And I've owned this house for 14 years, and nothing's come in the mail about zoning. They want money, and this is not going to end well. I know I have this bad feeling. So can you tell me? Can they just go in somebody's house and look around?
They're supposed to have a warrant. They're supposed to have a warrant and probable cause. But as you point out, our country, unfortunately, is going through this horrible transition where the police are just acting more and more with a complete disregard to the Constitution and the rule of law. They're supposed to have a warrant. If I were you, because these laws can vary from state to state, you need to talk to a lawyer. You need to call your local legal aid.
No, Section 8 or anything like that. If that's what you're asking me, no.
Okay, well, you need some legal advice, and I'm not the person to give it to you.
She says my house is messy, you know, not spotless. I don't want anybody coming in here. And they told me you can go in. I know as a landlord, I'm not allowed to go into a tenant's house. Not at all. And then the dogs, police dogs, and the police. And I said, wait a minute. This is a nice person, you know? I mean, she's done nothing.
Okay, well, Debbie, again, the laws vary from state to state, but certainly in California and here in Hawaii, yes, a landlord does have a right to go into a tenant's unit and inspect it, whether it's a safety inspection or a health check. But again, you need to get some legal assistance in your state to find out what your rights are. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, Michael, very much.
Thank you very much. We're going to let you go. And hang on a second. All right, getting on back to the news. interesting little article that came on out of Global Research up in Canada, basically saying that the United States does use its nuclear arsenal as a threat on a regular basis. Most people tend to think, well, we bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and maybe that wasn't such a humane thing to do, but the bombs have just sat there in their silos ever since. And no, basically, the U.S. does use them as a threat to coerce other nations to go the way the U.S. wants to go. Now, here's an interesting little story. As you know, Mexico has a brand new president, and Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador, and he is taking a $100,000 pay cut, basically cutting his own salary in half. And he says he may cut it even further. And moreover than that, no public servant can earn more than he does. So he's basically trying to get a budget under control. So that's a good sign. That's a very, very good sign here. Okay, so let's talk about the economic news. Because, I mean, the Dow ended 44 points in the green. But again, it may be more manipulation than anything else here. Right now, the world's largest shipping company is in serious, serious trouble from the trade war. A.P. Moller Maersk A.S. Is struggling to make a profit this year after the U.S. and China descended into this trade war. Because obviously it's going to hit those container shipping companies. All righty, let's take another phone call. Lenny in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was listening to your program earlier. I was driving, so I could only call. I couldn't call in until now. But I want to go back to the deal that was so-called offered Putin and Russia to get Iran to pull out of Syria. I have a question. Why should Iran be asked at the end, when they were invited at the invitation of Syria, and they're there legally, as are the Russians. They're all there legally. So why should they be asked to pull out? All right?
And what, this is coming from Israel. Israel is insisting that Iran is massing inside Syria to invade Israel, and of course, that's silly. Israel's got nuclear weapons. But Israel never misses a chance to demonize the Iranians, and they're using the presence of the Iranians to justify these missile strikes deep into Syrian territory. So basically, Israel wants the Iranians out of Syria because they're concerned that Syria may try and regain control of the Golan Heights now that all that oil and gas has been discovered under it.
Well, it is serious, so I wouldn't have a problem with it, would you?
Well, it is serious.
Yeah,
I mean, Israel annexed the territory, but no government on earth has recognized Israel's sovereignty over Golan, although Trump was talking about it shortly after he moved the embassy to Jerusalem.
Yeah, well, that solves that. I don't care what Trump says. Truth is truth and facts are facts. I got another question for you. What do you call someone who breaks into your house and steals everything? What do you call that? What do you call
a target?
Person? I mean, what? Huh? You call them a target. But what's the crime they committed, though, in the eyes of the police?
When somebody breaking and entering.
It's a thief, right. Breaking and entering, thieving,
yeah.
Right? So
yep.
why are we calling the Israeli settlers?
Well, we know they're acting illegally. I mean, they're going into the West Bank in violation of international law and setting up these Jewish-only settlements on stolen Palestinian land.
Yeah, but I'm saying that a settler is someone that settled something when there was no one there. They found the land, no one had claim of it, and then they settled on it, right? That's the definition of a settler. Am I correct about that?
Well, that's the definition, but it's a little fuzzy because the American settlers, when they settled the West, that land was in fact occupied and had owners.
Yeah, I know it's the same, I'm just saying I'm looking at what is being done, but the wording is being changed to commit to fit the crime. If you get what I'm saying, Okay.
Yes.
And the other thing is that, you know, I think it's important to call things as they are. Call things for the reality that we've always called them, okay? One thing I've noticed about Putin, and anybody can check this, if they find me wrong, I'll be glad to admit it, but I've never heard this man refer to Palestine or the Palestinians as anything other than Palestine and the Palestinians. He's never called them Gazans. He's never called them West Bankers. He's always referred to Palestine as Palestine, and never even as Israel.
All right, well, Lenny, we got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials coming up on the top of the hour and our third hour guest, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the economic news, and the retailmageddon continues. Chicago's last Sears is closing for good. And apparently so many department stores have closed in New York City, it's starting to pose a problem. People are having to travel further and further to buy what they need. We're starting to see that around here. So I miss Toys R Us. Used to get a lot of ideas just walking around looking at cool stuff. Ron Paul is warning that we are in the biggest bubble in the history of mankind, and when it bursts, it could cut the stock market in half. Now, the question is, will the plunge protection team try and stop it? Will they be able to stop it? Or are they just going to back off and say, we can't do a thing about it here? Now, Italy is starting to talk about lifting the anti-Russia sanctions. And this is coming from Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini. And he's making the statement just as the European Council announced this month that the sanctions against Russia will remain in place until January 31st, 2019, 6 months from now. And Salvini came back and said, in our opinion, sanctions don't benefit anyone, including the Italian economy. And during this year in Brussels, Italy plans to raise the issue of reviewing this ineffective policy. Our economies are already so fragile. That's why this whole tariffs, sanctions, trade war idea, it's not good timing. It's not good timing for the United States. It's not good timing for China. Somebody's trying to weaponize the global economy, and I think they're hoisting on their own petard. Over at Tesla, it's not going very well. We're in the final weeks leading up to the company making its Model 3 push. And apparently Elon Musk is out there exclaiming he's going through the most excruciatingly several months that he's ever had. Apparently there was an unreported incident where a worker's leg was damaged from a forklift accident that required amputation. And apparently the plumbing system is so bad, employees are having to trudge through raw sewage on the floor of the Fremont plant. So it's not going very good. Now, as you know, Elon Musk got himself involved in the rescue of those boys from the Thai cave. And he was planning on basically building a submarine that he was going to send into the cave to rescue the kids. And a British diver basically looked at the plans and said, it'll never fit. It'll never work. And Elon Musk, who I guess is feeling the stress, came on back with, sorry, pedo guy, you really did ask for it, and now the diver is planning on suing. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We should be back here with our guest, Daniel Amadouri, and Future Money Trends. Stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.